USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As civil unrest and protests continue around the country, Portland continues to be the epicenter as protests there have led to federal charges against over 75 individuals. Many have been charged with failing to obey lawful orders or assaulting federal officers. Four of those face arson or attempted arson charges. Black Lives Matter protests against excessive police force and racism have taken place in Portland for over 90 straight days. The feds said on many nights after peaceful demonstrations end, public and private buildings have been the targets of vandalism and destruction, making it harder for local businesses to stay afloat. Portland U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said, while the FBI supports and safeguards constitutionally protected activity and civil rights, there is zero permit for assault, arson, or property damage, and these are not victimless crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.